At this point, the emotional brain, which is not under conscious control and cannot communicate in words, takes over. The emotional brain, that is the limbic area in the brainstem, expresses its altered activation through changes in emotional arousal, body physiology, and muscular action. Under ordinary conditions, these two memory systems, rational and emotional, collaborate to produce an integrated response. But high arousal not only changes the balance between them, but also disconnects other brain areas necessary for the proper storage and integration of incoming information, such as the hippocampus and the thalamus. As a result, the imprints of traumatic experiences are organized not as coherent logical narratives, but in fragmented sensory and emotional traces, images, sounds, and physical sensations. Julian saw a man with outstretched arms, a pew, a staircase, a strip poker game. He felt a sensation in his penis, a panicked sense of dread. But there was little or no story. Uncovering the secrets of trauma. In the late 19th century, when medicine first began the systematic study of mental problems, the nature of traumatic memory was one of the central topics under discussion. In France and England, a prodigious number of articles were published on a syndrome known as railway spine, a psychological aftermath of railroad accidents that included loss of memory. The greatest advances, however, came in the study of hysteria, a mental disorder characterized by emotional outbursts, susceptibility to suggestion, and contractions and paralyses of the muscles that could not be explained by simple anatomy. Once considered an affliction of unstable or malingering women, the name comes from the Greek word for womb, hysteria now became a window into the mysteries of mind and body. The names of some of the greatest pioneers in neurology and psychiatry, such as Jean-Martin Charcot, Pierre Janet, and Sigmund Freud, are associated with the discovery that trauma is at the root of hysteria, particularly the trauma of childhood sexual abuse. These early researchers referred to traumatic memories as pathogenic secrets or mental parasites, because as much as the sufferers wanted to forget whatever had happened, their memories kept forcing themselves into consciousness, trapping them in an ever-renewing present of existential horror.